Good morning, Patrick here. I've been thinking about this operation I've got to have on my left shoulder and the implication it's going to have upon my life. I've got 21 days to go of kind of normality. Then when I come back, my left arm is going to be in a sling, and actually my right arm is going to be basically pinned to my side, but I can wriggle my left hand around. So I've got to become right-handed. Now, being left-handed, you are sort of ambidextrous, but you still tend to use your left hand before you use your right. So what's going to change? Well, putting on a shirt is the first thing that's going to have to change. I tend to lead with my right, put my right hand in first, and then ferret around behind to get my left arm into the armhole and pull the shirt on. That will not be happening. Filling the kettle, something you don't think about. Rather than using my left hand, I've got to carry the kettle with my right hand, put it in the sink, somehow get the lid off, turn the tap on, fill it up, put the lid back on, and then put it back onto the stand, all with my right hand. Can't use my left hand at all. Washing and shaving. I clean my teeth holding my electric toothbrush with my left hand. I'm going to have to use my right. Shaving. No. There's no way I'm going to be able to shave. I'm going to have to buy an electric shaver. First time in my life. 60. That's quite frightening. Eating. Now, I've tried eating a bowl of cereal with my right hand, and there's going to be spillage. Soup. Oh, that's a close shave. I might have to use a straw. And buttering a piece of toast and putting the jam on. Gonna have to use my right hand. I won't be able to cut it in half, or at least not easily. Opening doors. I tend to use my left hand. That's going to be out. Shutting the car door. I'm going to have to use my walking stick to pull the car door shut. I always sit on the passenger side, so I use my left arm. I can't. I've got to use my walking stick to pull the door shut. Lying in bed at night. I'm not too sure what's going to happen there. The same goes with my trike. There is no way that I'm going to be able to fold it or unfold it. Got to be done by someone else. So these are just some of the problems that are going to hit me in 3 weeks' time when I have my operation and I come out. I'm going to be so dependent upon Barbie. She's going to have to dress me and undress me. Big, big, big change. Anyway, on that cheerful note, I'll say cheerio for now. Bye.